the full NYC renovation approval process, from concept to final sign-off. One of the most common misconceptions in city renovations is that construction time equals project time. In reality, physical construction may represent only one-third to one-half of the total project duration. The remainder is consumed by feasibility, design development, board review cycles, municipal filings, plan examination, procurement, and inspections. A realistic small to moderate interior renovation in a regulated urban building often unfolds like this. Phase, typical duration. Feasibility and concept, 3 to 6 weeks. Board preparation and review, 4 to 8+ weeks depending on meeting cycles. Construction document preparation, 4 to 8 weeks. Municipal review and permit issuance, 4 to 16+ weeks depending on scope and review cycles. Procurement of long lead items, 6 to 12+ weeks, often overlapping with review. Construction, 8 to 20+ weeks, depending on scope. These phases overlap, but they do not compress infinitely. The governing variable is rarely labor availability. It is approval cadence. Understanding this shifts decision-making. If a board meets once per month, a missed submission is not a minor inconvenience. It is a 30-day schedule extension. If a plan examiner issues comments requiring structural clarification, the response cycle may add several weeks. If imported tile is ordered after demolition begins, the job may sit idle while waiting for delivery. The disciplined project treats time as a structural component of the work. Understanding risk allocation in urban renovations. In dense buildings, risk is shared whether you intend it to be or not. Water does not respect property lines. Structural loads do not stop at demising walls. Noise and dust travel vertically and horizontally. For this reason, urban renovation administration is built around containment and documentation. Risk allocation operates at several levels: contractual risk between owner and contractor, insurance-backed risk transfer to carriers, structural risk mitigation through engineered design, operational risk control through logistics and protection plans, regulatory risk management through proper filings and inspections. When any one of these layers is neglected, friction appears. Most stop work orders, board conflicts, and insurance disputes are not caused by dramatic failures. They arise from small administrative omissions, missing endorsements, unclear scopes, undocumented protection measures, or deviations from stamped drawings. Administrative precision is not bureaucracy for its own sake. It is a risk containment system designed for vertical communities. Reading an alteration agreement like a professional. Many owners skim alteration agreements and focus only on work hours and deposits. They read them as a risk allocation document. An alteration agreement typically governs insurance minimums and endorsement language, work hours and noise limitations, required protection for common areas, contractor qualification standards, deposit structures, and potential fines. Inspection rights of the building, completion deadlines, and penalties. Restoration obligations if damage occurs. The clauses that cause delay are often procedural. Some agreements require engineer review of structural drawings before board circulation. Others require that insurance certificates be approved by the building's council, not merely the managing agent. Some require neighbor notification periods before work begins. If these items are discovered late, schedules unravel. The correct approach is to map the alteration agreement against your preliminary schedule and identify which clauses create dating events, events that must occur before construction can legally begin. Treat the agreement as part of the design brief. When scope creep becomes filing creep, one of the most subtle schedule killers is incremental scope expansion after filing. A project initially filed as a straightforward kitchen replacement may evolve to include panel upgrades, relocation of plumbing lines, or modification of structural headers. Each additional scope item can alter the filing classification or trigger revised submissions. Plan examiners compare field conditions to filed drawings. If inspectors discover work outside the approved scope, they can halt the project until amendments are filed and approved. The disciplined workflow locks structural, MEP, and life safety scope before filing. Finish selections may evolve. Load-bearing decisions should not. The economics of delay. Delay in urban renovation is not abstract. It has measurable cost components. Extended general conditions for the contractor, additional architectural and engineering time, expediter fees for refilings, storage fees for early delivered materials, temporary housing costs for owners, elevator and building access extensions, opportunity cost if the property is intended for resale. Even a modest 4-week delay can compound into 5 figures of indirect cost in a major city. Viewed through that lens, early investment in coordination, professional drawings, and experienced consultants is rarely expensive. It is protective. Designing a workflow that survives scrutiny. Successful teams build a workflow that anticipates inspection and review rather than reacting to it. This includes creating a submission checklist before filing, conducting internal drawing coordination reviews, holding pre-construction meetings with building management, confirming insurance compliance before contractor mobilization, building a procurement log for long lead materials, maintaining a live inspection calendar, and assigning a single communication lead. Inspection-driven scheduling is particularly important. Rough plumbing cannot be concealed before inspection. Structural steel cannot be enclosed before sign-off. Waterproofing must pass flood tests before tile installation proceeds. When inspection milestones drive sequencing, rework decreases. The human dimension. Communication is schedule control. Urban renovations take place in occupied buildings. Neighbors live above, below, and adjacent to the work zone. Staff operate elevators and manage deliveries. Boards answer to residents. Silence creates friction. Clear pre-construction notices, periodic updates, and responsiveness to complaints reduce escalation. Many boards impose additional restrictions, not because of technical violations, but because of resident dissatisfaction. Professional communication is therefore not cosmetic. It protects schedule continuity. A brief weekly status update to management, outlining progress, upcoming noisy operations, and inspection dates, often prevents misunderstanding and builds credibility. Post-completion, protecting the asset. The final stage of a renovation is administrative consolidation. Permit sign-offs must be recorded, certificates archived, as-built drawings collected, engineering letters confirming structural completion retained, insurance endorsements closed properly. This documentation serves multiple purposes: future resale disclosures, insurance underwriting clarity, board record requirements, future renovation reference, defense against latent defect claims. An undocumented renovation is a liability. A documented one is an asset. A realistic perspective on acceleration. Clients frequently ask how to speed up a renovation. The honest answer is that speed comes from sequencing intelligence, not from skipping steps. Acceleration strategies that preserve compliance include early hazard testing, early board engagement, parallel procurement during review cycles, pre-submission consultations, complete coordinated drawing sets, experienced contractors familiar with the building. Shortcuts that bypass review, omit documentation, or underfile scope inevitably slow the project later. The fastest projects are those that move steadily without interruption. Final perspective. Approvals are architecture. In dense urban environments, approvals are not peripheral to design, they shape it. Ceiling heights may shift to accommodate fireproofing. Layout decisions may respond to plumbing stack constraints. Structural interventions may determine spatial rhythm. Delivery schedules may dictate finish sequencing. When approvals are integrated into design thinking from day one, the result is not a compromised project. It is a project that acknowledges context. Cities reward discipline. The most successful renovations are those that recognize that drawings, filings, logistics, inspections, and construction are not separate silos. They are interlocking systems. When aligned, they produce spaces that feel effortless, precisely because the administrative architecture beneath them was rigorously built. Do I always need a DOB permit to renovate my apartment? No. Cosmetic work that does not change plumbing, electrical, or structural systems often does not require DOB permits. But any layout, plumbing relocation, structural change, or new mechanical work likely requires a filing. How long does the DOB approval take? It varies widely by scope, Alt 2 versus Alt 1. Expect anywhere from 4 weeks for simple filings to several months for complex projects. What happens if the board denies my alteration request? You must revise the proposal, satisfy building conditions, or in rare cases withdraw the application. Some owners negotiate scope to obtain conditional approval.